of all time. It's More and Less in the Morning, the downtown studio here at Riverside Unique. Jamie Williams is here to join us. Now, what Beatles song will you be singing?
Oh, my, you don't want me to sing.
That is that's a tough act to follow, yeah. Isn't it,
those
guys?
They asked me not to sing in church, so I don't know. That's not a good sign.
It is the fourth
Beatles.
Friday of the month, so it is Kent County Connection. Jamie Williams from Kent County Economic and Tourism Development here to talk about all things economic development and tourism.
So, yeah, we got some exciting things happening with the Economic and Tourism Development Commission. Those are community members that are appointed by the county commissioners to work with our department as to, you know, advise on different policies, procedures, what could help economic and tourism development in Kent County. So we do have a newly appointed member. Judy Crow joins our commission. And she will serve her first meeting in February, so we are very happy to have her. In addition to that, we chose a new chair and vice chair at our last meeting. So Dick Story is our chair, and I have to say Dick has been a mentor to me since I took this position approximately 12 years ago. So he is known throughout the economic development world in the state of Maryland and throughout the state of Maryland. So he has lots of good insight, and he will be our chair for the coming year. And then the vice chair is Charlie Athey. So Charlie works for the Dixon Group, and he provides a lot of a variety of knowledge, not just in the manufacturing, but, you know, also with KRM construction and development, and, you know, just general legal practice as well. So we're happy to welcome Charlie as our chair.
That's a strong team right there.
It really is. So we're excited for what the year will hold. We've got a great members. And if anyone ever wants to see who is on the Economic and Tourism Development Commission, it is on the website under Boards and Commissions. You can click on Economic and Tourism Development Commission. It will bring up a roster. It'll bring up the bylaws. It'll bring up our past meetings, agendas, all of those things. And I mentioned this site especially because we're always looking for interest forms. So if anyone is interested in serving, even if there's not a current vacancy, please fill out an interest form and send that my way, and we will add you to the list of people that are interested. So when a vacancy does become available, we choose the best person possible to fill that role. We do try to make sure that the members are, it's a diverse group, women, men, ethnicity, industry, you know, age. We try to look at all of those things, but it is very difficult. We can't choose someone from, say, the waterman industry if I don't have an interest form. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to let me know they're interested in serving. Right. So that's why, you know, publicly I want to put it out there. We take those interest forms 24/7, you know, 365 days a year. If somebody's interested, fill it out and send it my way. Would love to talk to them. And we do have a nominating committee. And the nominating committee would then look at all the interested forms and make a recommendation to the county commissioners. Right. The county commissioners actually do the appointments. So that's the way it works with most boards and commissions with the county. So if you're interested in something other than economic and tourism development, you know, there's lots of other boards where you can get involved in the county and actually, you know, make your views and ideas and opinions heard.
That's a great way, because if you have something that you feel strongly about, and you want your opinion heard, that's the best way to make a difference, is to become part of that group.
Absolutely, absolutely. And all of our commission meetings most meetings are public, right? When you're appointed by the county commissioners, those meetings are open to the public. We invite the public to attend our meetings, and we even ask for comments from the audience at every meeting. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not appointed to the Economic and Tourism Development Commission, we want as many people involved as possible, because that's how we get the best results. Mm-hmm. So if you can't join, you know, you can't make that commitment every month, but you just want to join, or even if you just want to be advised of what's on the agenda, give my office a call, shoot me an email. We'll make sure you get just the notice of the agenda, and then you're welcome to attend whenever it's something that, you know, you're interested in and you want to come and speak about or hear more about, even just learn more about. Mm-hmm. So we do welcome those interactions, because again, that's how we're all better as a community, as if we're all working together and we're all being heard. Mm-hmm. So
and all participating.
Yes,
makes such a difference.
Yep, absolutely. A couple other things that are really exciting that are happening right now. The Upper Shore Regional Council has launched their business mentoring program, and we are actively recruiting additional business mentors. This group is made up as the Upper Shore SCORE previous chapter. The Upper Shore SCORE has disbanded, but there are members that still want to serve businesses right here in our community. So we are trying to recruit new mentors to add to that group, because we do need some additional mentors with different experience levels to work with new business startups, businesses that want to grow, businesses that may need help with advertising. Whatever it is they need, they can have a business mentor help them at no charge. And we've got a great group here in Kent County, and not just Kent County. I shouldn't even say that, because some of them live in Queen Anne's County or Cecil County. On the shore, Upper Shore, we have a great group of mentors that want to help their local businesses.
That's a tremendous resource, too, to business that they really should take more advantage of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're interested, sign up on the Upper Shore Regional Council's website to be a mentor, or just call my office directly, 778-0416, and we can direct you to the proper place to sign up to be a business mentor. And if you want a mentee, if you want to be a mentee and you want a mentor, you can also call our office and we'll make sure we connect you there as well. And then the last thing I want to share, the Upper Shore Micro Ag Grants are currently taking applications. They open January 15th. They will be open until February 15th. So www.kentcounty.com/grants. Mm-hmm. And you will see the ag grant is right at the top right now. Other grants are listed, so if you're interested, go check them out. If you see one that fits your business, and grants are definitely targeted, so you have to, your business has to fit, your project has to fit, and if you're interested in that, you see one, you can contact us and we'll make sure we connect you to the right person for additional information.
Okay, and the criteria for the grant,
for the ag grant?
That's, yeah, just an overview of it.
Yeah, so that is all listed on the website. Okay. So there is a one-pager that will help. But it's basically to help our ag businesses within Kent County either further their marketing efforts, they can further partnerships with other businesses throughout the county or the region, so to build co-ops, things of that nature. Also, there's another component of animal care in there as well. So there's a couple of different things, and it just has to be an agricultural business in Kent County, and then anyone can apply for that. Wonderful. But it has to be one of those project specific.
Jamie, as always, it's so great to have you here. You have such
a lot of great information
wealth
there.
Of information. Yeah.
Thank you.